This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Coach Jen, also from Ocala, Florida. And you are listening to the Horses in the Morning Show on the Horse Radio Network for June 7th, episode 675. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen? Something wonderful.
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
That's right, it's Friday and it's Freestyle Friday. We appreciate you being here. Jennifer is here filling in for Jamie while she's off on maternity leave. And I know a lot of our listeners were requesting, they said, well, we haven't seen a, we've seen a picture of the baby. We've seen a picture of Chad with the baby. We haven't seen a picture of Jamie with the baby yet. Well, we posted that last night. Jamie sent me one. So we posted that last night on our Facebook page. You can hop over to Horses in the Morning on Facebook and check it out. And she also put a little note. She said, hi, everyone. All is wonderful. Lack of sleep, of course, but we are just in love with capital. Or let me say it the way Jamie would say it, because they're all caps. The love is all caps. Lack of sleep, of course, but we are just in love. Luke hasn't been on a horse yet, but maybe next week. I'm sure that Jamie will be back on a horse next week, too. And yes, notice this ridiculous bunny outfit he went home from the hospital in. I plan on using that photo in his teen years as bribery, but it was a great pick. And Jamie looked extremely, she looked very good for a woman who just gave birth probably the day before. So I noticed that was a lot of the comments we got on our Facebook page was, wow, you just had a baby. You look great. So you, sure, she'll be happy to read that, too. But she posted a picture on her Facebook page yesterday of the baby sleeping in its little baby, not the crib, but whatever they call that big fluffy chair that they put babies in.
And big fluffy chair.
It's a big fluffy round chair, and there's a baby in it sleeping. And Zenyatta is sitting.
You know what it looks like?
Yeah.
It looks like an upside down bird bath.
Yeah, it kind of does actually. Yeah, with lots of cushions. But Zenyatta, her dog, is right there, and apparently Zenyatta is obsessed by the baby. So Zenyatta is the official keeper and protector of all things baby, and will not leave the baby's side. So it's kind of cute. But you can find her picture there.
Future playmate, right there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. They're going to be best friends when the baby gets, well, another 5 years. So, and anyway, and it, after
Luke will be allergic to dogs.
Or after Luke start, you know how there are 2 and 3 when they're pulling the dog's ears and feeding on the dog.
Yeah, Zenyatta will regret this whole thing.
Yeah, so Zenyatta's going to be like, I hate that baby. But in the meantime, they're best of friends. Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. Quizzes are taking the horse world by storm now that the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia has set the bar somewhere in the puissance realm. So the USHJA is offering up a little online contest of their own, and our good buddy Carrie Vaught is here to tell us about it. And this weekend is the running of the odd man out of the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes. And Katon Radar is here live from Belmont Park to give us the latest and greatest of that upcoming race. And Really Bad Ads has returned for another go at satirical humor and bad puns. Stay tuned for the fracas, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. And you have the first Daily Whinny.
My Daily Whinny goes out to some folks who have opened the business that I wanted to for years and never had the guts to. Tactfully done. They are a tax cleaning business up in Michigan, and they repost everything, I swear, that we put on our Facebook page. They're lovely, and they help us out telling the world about what we do, and we thought we'd return the favor. Thank you very much for reposting for us, Tactfully Done.
And you can find them at Tactfully Done on Facebook. Yeah, that is a business that everybody thinks, oh, I could do that, and people would flock to me. I don't know what, you know, how much business they do up there, but you're absolutely right. That is one.
Maybe the people in Michigan really want their tack cleaned more than the rest of us.
Or maybe they're just lazy and would rather pay for it. Could be either way.
Yeah, maybe. Either way.
Sorry, don't write me emails. It's okay. We love you guys in Michigan. I can see it now. Well, my Daily Winnie, actually, we have my Daily Winnie, and then we have a listener-requested Daily Winnie. Didn't know you could do that, did you? But you can. My Daily Winnie goes out to Kelly Kitsu Peterson. She wrote us a note, yeah, very nice note yesterday on our Facebook page, and she said, thank you very much for putting together such a great show. I discovered the podcast version a while ago and have been listening almost daily for nearly a month now. Well, first of all, Kelly, thank you for listening, and we want to know which days you don't listen. So what's going on with that? But in any case, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate all of our listeners, for sure. Now we have a listener Daily Winnie. This is requested by one of our most avid listeners, Uta. She said, can you please, please, please give a birthday Daily Winnie out to a friend and coworker of mine? Her name is Emily Kettering. So happy birthday, Emily Kettering. And here is the birthday song. Then I did ask Uta, I said, do you force Emily to listen to our show? Do you like blare it in the office and everybody in there has to suffer through us every morning? And she said, no, Emily is a new listener and actually likes listening to the show. So we love you, Emily. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great one. And thanks, Uta, for requesting that. If you want to have a Daily Winnie request, you can just drop me a note on Facebook at Glenn the Geek. And we'll try and get it in if we can. Well, Jennifer, we have a very exciting announcement about Monday. Monday, you're going to have the opportunity. This is a first, actually. It's a first in the two-year history, almost 800 episodes of Horses in the Morning. You are going to be able to watch us live by video. Now, this is not a trendsetter. This is not a test for things to come because Jamie and I do not want you watching us most mornings.
A lot of qualifiers here.
Yeah, because this is a special exception. If you want to watch, please do on Monday morning. We're doing a joint live show with Wayne Williams of the Speaking of Horses TV show. He's going to be in Ocala, and we're going to be doing the show live from Gator Trailers, which is off of Route 27 here in Ocala. We're going to be in their showroom. We have a bunch of special guests coming. One of them we hope that is going to make it is the people from Gentle Carousel, and that is the tiny little therapy rescue horses you see so much about. If they're back from Oklahoma, they will be here. I got a note from her last night that said, we're still trying to make it back for Monday. They were actually caught up in the EF5 tornado, the second tornado that went through. They were there and had to evacuate the ponies out, and they just missed getting hit, and they were in their hotel, and their hotel was mostly destroyed, and they lived through this, and if they get back by Monday, they're going to tell us all about it. Plus, we'll have one of their minis live on the video. And we also have a guy from the first place that ever had and totally lost it, Gypsy Vanners in the United States, Gypsy Gold.
Oh.
He's going to be coming over. Now, they... people from the trailer place really are okay with a Mini coming in to the showroom, but they weren't really okay with a Gypsy coming into the showroom. So, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that. But I thought what we could do someday.
I don't know.
What?
That pony that got in so much trouble for pooping in the liquor store, that was a Mini.
That's true. But these are trained minis, Jennifer. These are trained therapy minis. So they're allowed in buildings.
Are they house broke minis?
Yeah, well, they must be. They go to hospitals and stuff. So You would think they would be. I don't know how they do that. We're going to have to ask them about that, too. But they'll be, hopefully we'll have all that. And then we have somebody from the Florida Horse Park that's going to be joining us, the director over there, talking about the Florida Horse Park. And some big expansions going to be coming their way. They're here in Ocala as well.
Really?
Plus, Wayne and I will be there. It's the first time I'm getting to do a show with Wayne. And, of course, Wayne Williams has been a kind of like a fixture in the horse world. For at least 100 years. Oh, sorry, Wayne. Maybe only 50. But he will be here, and it should be a lot of fun. We'll be on video and audio, so you'll be able to listen to the show live or catch us on video live. You can catch the video stream at speakingofhorses.com. We'll post that over the weekend, links to that. But it's speakingofhorses.com. There'll be a link on his homepage where you can go. I think it's Ustream or one of them where it'll be streaming it live. And they'll also, the video will be available as a podcast, as well as the audio, as usual, will be available as a podcast when the show's over. So cool. It should be a lot of fun, something different.
You can watch it late at night when you have insomnia.
Right, when you can't get to sleep, or when you really want to be repulsed, you can watch me on video. I had another, I was helping with the Eventing radio show this week. I was producing it, and they had an eventer on from England, and he... they introduced me, and he said, oh, I know him. He says, you know what? You don't look like a geek at all. And I've gotten that comment a couple of times. I take that as a compliment. He says, yeah, your name's Glenn the Geek, but you don't look geeky at all. I guess I need big black glasses and a pocket protector or something. So I'm going to have to take a look at getting some pocket protector and some big glasses, because apparently I don't look geeky enough for everybody. But I'll be there on Monday morning, and Wayne will be there. Jennifer will be there also. We'll try and get her on camera for a little bit. Hopefully we can at least get her to wave and say hi. She'll be there producing the show and also guest wrangling for us on Monday. But we'll get Jennifer on.
I love guest wrangling.
I know. I was just telling everybody, though, that we're going to get you on the video. At some point, you're going to have to stick your face in and wave.
I'm going to get one of those high tech ball caps they make you fuzz out when somebody tries to video you. Yeah, I'm going to get a whole suit of that.
Well, as Jennifer said, we have a whole lot planned for you today, and we have a couple of guests. So, Jennifer, why don't we just get to our first one?
We would like to welcome to the show first thing this morning, Carrie Vaught, the Educational Programs Manager at the United States Hunter Jumper Association, located, funnily enough, at the Kentucky Horse Park. Welcome to the show this morning, Carrie.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are you doing today? Is it lovely in Kentucky?
You know, it's a little dreary, but the grass is green, so I can't complain too much.
Grass is always green in Kentucky this time of year. You haven't gotten the dry season yet. Yeah.
No, we have not. It's great.
Before Jennifer gets started,
tell us about...
Before you get started, can I ask a question, Jennifer? So is the horse park just jam-packed right now with shows and people and horses and visitors?
It is right now. Yeah, we just kicked off, I think, the second Hunter Jumper show of the season. So we've got a lot of beautiful horses out, some great riders. It's always nice driving up to work and passing by.
And I know where you're located, too, where your building is located, you almost can see the dressage rings out there in that big field. And I know they've been having a lot of dressage shows there recently, too, with tons of riders.
Yeah, we had a dressage show, I believe, last week. And it's funny, it was also a rodeo competition. I think they had the high school rodeo finals at the same time as dressage. And it was really interesting watching a cowboy ride in the same ring as a dressage rider.
I thought you meant that there was a lot of young dressage horses there having issues.
No, it was an actual rodeo.
Going on at the same place as the dressage riders?
Yeah, I think the rodeo was in the Alltech, and the dressage was in those rings that back up against our building.
Ah, well, you know, I'm sure there was a little bit of a trade-off there during dressage, as Jennifer said. It was a lower-level show, so there's always some fireworks at a dressage lower-level show.
Yeah, that is true.
at some jumper lower-level shows, too.
I'm sure at the end of the day, some of those lower level dressage horses were going, hey, dude, you need another bucking horse?
I'm sorry, Jennifer. I just had to. We're a little nostalgic now because, you know, we used to live 4 miles from the horse park for all those years. And then we moved to Florida, and I kind of miss the horse park, especially this time of year.
It is definitely beautiful out this time of year.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, take it away.
All right. Here we go. So Carrie very kindly sent me an announcement the other day, and I jumped right on it. The USHJA, along with Sweetbriar College, are doing something called the Horsemanship, say that three times fast before you're saying something. Horsemanship Stable Challenge that begins June 14th and runs through July 15th. So clue us in with an overview, Carrie, of what this is.
Okay. Well, first I'd like to introduce the Horsemanship Quiz Challenge, which is a standalone program. We're in the second year of the Quiz Challenge program, and that is for youth members of the USHJA to test their horsemanship knowledge. So we have two online quizzes. We call it Level 1 and Level 2. If the participant scores 90% or better on level one, they advance to level two. And those exceptional scores on level two have the opportunity to go to the quiz challenge finals. So this summer, we wanted to find a way to promote the program and also give back to the trainers who teach this exceptional horsemanship to their students. So the Horsemanship Staple Challenge is a 30-day challenge, beginning, like you said, June 14th to July 15th. And when at least three junior or amateur students per trainer throughout the country take these practice quizzes, the trainer is in the running for a package which includes a TCP manual for the trainer certification program, a subscription to Equestrian Coach, a ball cap, some gifts from Rude and Riddle, some gifts from Charles Owen, some really cool stuff. So we're trying to give back to the trainers while also encouraging these youth people to test their knowledge and stick with the horsemanship side of the sport.
So this is going to be a reoccurring contest for this first one. It's going to be June 14th through July 15th. Do you anticipate doing it again periodically throughout the year?
We hope to do this again next year. This is actually the first time we've done this because, like I said, it's a new program. We're just in the second year. And we'll see how it goes this year. I'm really expecting a lot of participation in this. The students get to practice their knowledge. They practice for the quizzes. And like I said, the trainers get quite a benefit also. So next year we will hopefully try this again.
So obviously the more people that participate this year, the more likely it is to happen next year again.
Definitely. And the quiz challenge
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the quiz challenge program last year was extremely successful. We had over 400 registrants for the program.
Wow.
We had about 30 kids come to the Horsemanship Quiz Finals last year, which was held in conjunction with the Emerging Athletes Program National Training Session, and it was a highly successful finals. And so we're really excited for this year's finals, again, also being held in conjunction with the EAP Nationals. We've already had over 300 people register for the Quiz Challenge, and we still have a few months to go before the program closes. The registrants needed.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
The registrants need to take their quizzes by September 1st in order to be eligible for the for the finals.
Can you ask? I want to play. Can you ask me some questions? I want to play.
Sure.
I actually have the practice quiz up here on my screen.
Oh, yeah. Ask me. I'll play. We got time. It's Freestyle Friday. So we can do anything we want. All right.
This is going to be a case of, I want to sign up as a trainer because I want to win cool prizes. And this is going to be a test to see whether or not Glenn needs to even bother going online and getting a score on my behalf.
Okay.
So this is the practice quiz.
All right. Is this horse husband safe, this test?
USHJA website.
Okay. Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. And we will put a link to this up on our Facebook page because it's a lot of fun to do.
Okay.
Practice quiz. Question one, these types of boots are used on all four legs to provide protection without support. They are suitable for short trailer trips. The options are A, Bell, B, Splint, C, Scalper, D, Shipping.
Shipping.
Ding, 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 ding.
Got it.
Great job.
I almost went for Bell there until shipping. I was going, it's maybe a Bell boot. Okay.
All righty. Next question. Which of the following confirmational flaws is characterized by knees pointing away from each other. A, bow-legged. B, bench-kneed. C, knock-kneed. Or D, sickle-hock.
Are they talking about the horse or the rider? That I'm just curious.
Either or, I think.
In that case, I'd go with bow-legged. I'm right, kind of right, whether it's the horse or the rider, right? It's both bow-legged.
That is true.
Yeah, that's right. And we all have seen those riders that, you can tell they've been on a horse
a
long
time. All right, here's a tough one.
All right.
Here's a tough one. Now, we should be asking Carrie these questions, too. Were you in on the creation of the questions?
She probably
Carrie?
Made them.
actually, the USHJA Youth Committee developed these questions. I was very much involved with the editing of them and getting them ready for being posted online.
She knows the answers are ready.
Oh, you have an idea.
Yeah.
I do have the answers in front of me, so don't ask me any questions.
Okay, this is your last one, Glenn.
All right. I'm two for two so far.
You're doing pretty well. You can sign up.
Yeah.
Okay. Equine protozoal myelitis, or EPM, is caused by which of the following?
Oh, man.
A, a parasite that travels up the spinal cord and affects the nervous system. B, a parasite that travels through the bloodstream and causes the animal to lose weight. C, a bacterial fungi that is not contagious but can be contracted through contaminated water. Or D, a virus that is contagious among horses that might share grazing pastures or that might share eating and drinking buckets.
Holy cow. You gave me a hard one this time. You know, we've probably done shows on this before, which was kind of embarrassed because I am sure we've done whole shows on this. Let's see here. I'm going to go with number one.
Number one. You got 4 out of 5 questions, so that one was wrong.
Okay. I don't know which one. Which one was that? I don't know which
one
that was.
What was the answer? It doesn't tell me what the answer is,
no.
That was correct. EPM is caused by a parasite that travels up the spinal cord and affects the nervous system.
Woohoo! I was 3 for 3. Look at that. And I've never jumped a horse in my life, but I have been a horse husband for 25 years. So I learned something,
Well, you're a great horseman. And is one of the wonderful things about this program is you don't have to have show experience or strong riding experience. If you're a good horseman and have a lot of barn experience, then you can really excel in this program.
Cool. Very good. All right. Go ahead, Jennifer.
So next year, we're going to head on out to Kentucky, and we're going to broadcast it live.
That would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be funny. That'd be great.
Glenn, you could be Alex Trebek.
I could be Alex Trebek. Yeah. I'd have
and
a tough time
Carrie,
being that serious,
though.
You
could be Dana White.
Oh, I'll be Dana White. Yeah, of course.
Can have a big wheel they spin for the prizes. All right. Go ahead, Jennifer.
So Carrie, give our listeners the best place to go online to learn more about this really cool program.
If you go to ushja.org and click programs, then educational programs, you can learn more about the Horsemanship Quiz Challenge. Anyone can also give me a call on my direct line at 859-225-6703, and I would be more than happy to answer any questions.
Now, is the Horsemanship Stable Challenge different? That's a different one, right?
It is not. It's related to the Horsemanship Quiz Challenge. Okay. Right now, it's a promotional effort. It's not necessarily a program the way the Horsemanship Quiz Challenge program is.
Okay.
The Stable Challenge is just that 30-day short-term challenge to encourage our youth horsemen to participate in the Horsemanship Quiz Challenge, which, by the way, is free for all youth, and also to give back to the trainers who are teaching these young horsemen about the sport and horsemanship.
Now, are there a lot of crossover with Pony Club, too? Now that Pony Club has a different track she can go on, whether it's jumping or dressage or eventing, is there a lot of crossover with Pony Club there? Are a lot of Pony Club kids also involved with the USHJA in the lower levels?
Yeah, they actually are. Quite a few of our Horsemanship Quiz Challenge finalists last year also have Pony Club experience, and I'm glad you brought that up. Starting this year, we are actually inviting an additional team of three people to the Horsemanship Quiz Challenge Finals who are members of the Pony Club.
Oh, look
so
out.
HQC Finals, yeah, it'll, I mean, they are going to be a tough competition. So we're really excited to join up with the United States Pony Club at the Quiz Challenge Finals and encourage the Pony Club riders and also USHJA members to work together, because there is a lot of overlap and similarity between especially the horsemanship side of it.
And, you know, the Pony Clubbers, they just have that stuff down pat. I mean, they are little bookworms when it comes to trivia and challenges and the quiz challenges.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you are working together with them, because that, you know, no matter whether it's jumping or dressage or any of the other disciplines, Western, they are still are the future of our sport, and they're the ones that are going to be making up your membership in another 10 years. So,
definitely. And we've seen some brilliant horsemen, so I'm very excited about the future of the sport. We've got some great youth horsemen who are going to continue building that aspect of the sport.
Very good.
Well, thank you very much, Carrie, for stopping by. Carrie stops by a couple of times a year with us over here on the Horses in the Morning show. She takes time out of her very busy day over at the USHJA, and we appreciate it. And we'll be keeping up to date with all the latest goings on over there, and we'll be talking to you again soon, Tom. Okay?
Great. Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
All right. Thanks, Carrie.
All right. Bye.
Hey, I did pretty good. I got 3 out of 3.
Woohoo!
They, you know, and that last one, the way they wrote that, I was almost kind of confused with that one. And I kind of knew the answer, but
that was a tough one.
Yeah. The way they wrote it, it was one of those double negatives almost. So I had almost a little bit of a tough time with that one. Well, let's take a break for our commercial for Kentucky Performance Products, our Nutrition Minute for this week. And then we're coming back, and we have longtime TV personality Caitlin Bradar, who is on site live at the Belmont for HRTV. She's sort of the Donna Brothers of HRTV. She does the on horseback, you know, where they ride up to the winners and things with the microphone. She's on horseback usually for their coverage on HRTV. She's been around the industry for 20 years in television, covering horses, racing, handicapping. She knows her stuff. She's the granddaughter of Hall of Fame jockey Ted Atkinson, and is a trainer and an owner and she has racing official licenses herself, and she's going to help provide our coverage, because we don't have Jamie here to tell us all about it. So she's going to help provide our coverage, because guess what tomorrow is? That's right. We have another little race going on, and that's the Belmont. So we're going to play the commercial for Kentucky Performance Products, and then right after that, I'm going to play for you Belmont 2012, just as a reminder of how that one went, because probably most of you don't even remember who won. So let's take a listen.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Spring is here, and so are pastures full of luscious green grass. Spring grass is high in vitamins, minerals, and sugar. Most horses have little problem adjusting to the changing sugar levels found in spring pasture, but for at-risk horses, grazing on sugary grass can lead to big problems such as colic or laminitis. By paying attention to daily temperatures and following a couple of simple rules, you can limit your horse's access to such sugar-laden grasses. In the spring and fall of the year, limit grazing or stop it completely when daytime temperatures are warm and nighttime temperatures are below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Under these conditions, the grass produces sugar during the day and it stores it in its leaves. At night, the plant transfers the stored up sugars to the roots and stems to fuel the growth. If the evening temperatures are cold, the grass will not make that transfer and all of the sugar will remain in the leaves, where it is readily available to your horse. In the summer, when days are sunny and nights are warm, it is safe to allow grazing in the early morning hours, but it should be restricted late in the afternoon or evening. This is because most of the sugar that was produced the previous day has been used for growth overnight. Therefore, the level of sugar in the leaves is low in the morning. But as the day progresses, the grass once again accumulates sugar in its leaves in preparation for nighttime growth. So later in the day, the more sugar-packed leaves become. Because grass is a great source of essential vitamin E, horses that are restricted from grazing, especially easy keepers and horses in hard work, may develop vitamin E deficiency. Lack of vitamin E can result in sore, stiff muscles, and neurological problems. Elevate Maintenance Powder from Kentucky Performance Products is an affordable way to provide your horse with the vitamin E missing from his diet. Each scoop provides 1,000 international units of natural vitamin E, and natural vitamin E is absorbed and retained in the tissues at a much greater rate than the synthetic vitamin E found in many feeds and supplements. Best of all, when you choose a Kentucky Performance Product supplement, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
We are ready for the spot. They're off, and the Belmont Stakes and Union Ranch had a fine start today. Painter is going to go to set the pace, though. And on the far outside, My Adonis came out with Speed Optimizers up close between those two, and Unstoppable You is down on the inside. Union Rags will be fifth early as they run for that first turn. Union Rags is only about three lengths off the lead. Dullahan is in behind him. Attigan saves ground, and then 516, Ravello's Boy. Giada Start, Leech, and late running Street Life is the trailer, and he's about 10 lengths off of Painter, who completes an opening quarter in 23 and 3/5 seconds. A solid first fraction for Painter and Mike Smith. Optimizer is second on the outside. Unstoppable U is running in third position. My Adonis is fourth as they make their way to the backstretch. And Union Rags and John Velasquez are fifth on the inside. They're 4.5 lengths off the lead, and they've had a good trip so far. Then Kiana Stark Weege moving up along the 516. And then Attagun along the inside. Ravello's Boy, Dullahan, is now back second last on the backstretch. He's 8 lengths off the lead. And Street Life is the trailer as Painter continues to lead them. He completes a half mile in the Belmont Stakes in 49 1/5 seconds. We slowed things down a bit, did Mike Smith on Painter. Unstoppable U is now off the rail to put some pressure on. Optimizer is running in third while Union Rags continues to ride the rail, and he's 4 lengths off the lead. And then it's My Adonis to the outside. Attagan is in behind them. Dullahan is now gaining some ground on the rail. He still has 7 lengths to make up. Painter continues to lead the way. Three quarters went in 1:14.3. Around the far turn, Painter is the leader. Union Rags is slipping through an opening on the inside of Unstoppable U. My Adonis is going three wide. Dullahan is now being ridden to the back of the pack. He's got to go. Painter is the leader as they make their way to the top of the stretch. Unstoppable U is second. Union Rags is right behind them while Attagan swings up on the far outside, and they're into the stretch. Painter, here's Attagan on the far outside. Unstoppable U. Union Rags is fourth along the rail. Dullahan and Street Life are trying to get involved late. It's still Painter. Union Rags. Attagan, Painter, Union Rags fighting from the rail. Painter, Union Rags has got him. Union Rags in the Belmont Stakes. And Painter was second best. Then came Attagan.
What a race that was last year at the Belmont in 2012, and I'm sure that we're going to see a terrific race coming up this year, and thanks to our friends over at HRTV, we have longtime personality Kaiten Bradar with us this morning to talk about the race, and I think she's actually at Belmont. Good morning.
Good morning. I sure am. I'm wallowing in the rain right at the moment in New York.
Yeah, you guys are. Is it expected to clear out by tomorrow's race?
It is. At last look at the forecast, we are going to get quite a bit of rain over the course of the day and tonight, and then they're talking that it should clear out by tomorrow morning, and in fact, some of the trainers that are in the race, I spoke to Lucas, Dwayne Lucas this morning, and he said he believes that there's a chance that the track could be fast by race time, depending on how fast the rain does move out, but for right now, it's it's duck weather for sure.
And of course, you know, the excitement for all of us novices into racing is the rematch here. We got Orb and Oxbow going against each other again. Is that the excitement there at the track too, or are there other stories that we should be looking at?
Oh, you know, I think there's quite a few different stories. When you get down to it, you certainly have the rematch, and people love to see that when the Derby winner, in this case Orb, can come back to face the Preakness winner Oxbow. That type of a rubber match is a great thing. Just having the Derby winner is not necessarily a given every year. A lot can happen along the way, and if there's no Triple Crown on the line, a lot of times you'll see the Derby winner won't race in the Belmont. But in this particular year, Orb, who many felt was the best horse all along and who just didn't draw very well down in the rail in the Preakness Stakes, has a chance for redemption. So I think that's a big story in and of itself here at his home track, to see the Derby winner and what he can do at a mile and a half for New York, longtime Hall of Fame New York-based connection, Shub McGahee. You also have, though, a number of people that are connected to Dwayne Lucas, who is a Hall of Famer himself. Of course, he has two horses in the race, not just Oxbow, but he has another horse, Will Take Charge. And in speaking to him, I asked this morning if maybe we were overlooking Will Take Charge because we get so caught up in the Preakness winner. And my impression was that he thinks that might be the case, and that truthfully, the track, the configuration, everything might work to the advantage of Will Take Charge. So that in and of itself is really quite a story. And finally, I think the fact that trainer Todd Pletcher, who went winless in the Derby and didn't participate in the Preakness, comes back again with five horses, including a filly, a girl against the boys, in unlimited budget. And he's looking to ridden by
my girlfriend, Rosie Napravnik, by the way.
Exactly. So you've got the girl power angle there with Todd's filly, and the fact that it is Rosie Napravnik trying to do what Julie Crone did several years ago and put herself in extremely elite company. She's actually the first female jockey to ride in all three legs of the Triple Crown. So in a single year. So that's kind of exciting in and of itself. So I really believe that there are a lot of angles here. You know, when Pletcher, if he saddles five, and it looks like he will, has five different runners in the Belmont, that'll be the biggest amount in modern history that any trainer has ever sent out for that that prestigious race. So ton of story angles.
So touching on that, that's the story I'm going to focus on for a minute, because somewhere out there, there's someone with some insider information that knows in the 2015 running of the Triple Crown Series, it will be the Triple Crown Series brought to you by Todd Pletcher Racing. Is that how it's going? Do they have a new rule that says how many horses you can have in the race?
I want to find that person that can tell me more about the 2015 Triple Crown Series.
Put some early bets down
and then retire.
Yes, exactly.
But he's certainly been the dominant trainer, right, in the business over the last few years. It's amazing how often he finds himself in these situations with multiple horses who all are well suited to these big races.
I got to tell you, though, I've lost some money on him this year because I was a Revolutionary fan, and I kind of still am. So got to step up here a little bit.
Well, I think Revolutionary is one of the top contenders in my own handicapping, and from looking at a lot of other people's selections, I think they feel the same. The horse I actually put on top, though, of Todd's contingent is Talos Malice. And a lot of people have forgotten about him because he was the horse that went out so quickly in the Kentucky Derby that kind of changed the whole complexion of the race. He sort of ran off with his jockey, Mike Smith, and went way, way, way too fast early. But he did it well, and it looks like he can handle the slop, if it should indeed be sloppy. And I just think he's going to be a completely different horse in the Belmont than he was in the first leg in the Derby. So we take the blinkers off, we see if he settles down just a little bit. And so Palace Malice is kind of the horse that I'm looking at as the big upset chance. And he's 15-1 for Todd Pletcher. But, you know, I think a lot of people will still be looking for Orb and a little redemption off the Preakness.
Now, all the other two races have, you know, little things that we all know about, and they have their drinks and their, you know, the flowers and all of that stuff. And then we, you know, a lot of times we get to the Belmont and it's not the Triple Crown thing's over and people just kind of ignore it and it goes away. The average person, what are the little things for the Belmont that make it unique?
Well, you know, it's connected obviously with the idea of Manhattan and all things New York. So the drink is the Manhattan. And in fact, we have a race, not just a drink, but called the Manhattan. It's a very prestigious race on the grass. It'll be a bit of a soggy Manhattan this time around, or a lot of water, so to speak. And that's the race right before the Derby. And that's one part. You Woodford Reserve connected to the Manhattan and to the drink.
I was just going to say, if you have two or three Manhattans, you ain't getting on a horse. Because those are wicked.
Yeah, we get away for the post race celebration for the jockeys for sure. and then you get the flower is the carnation instead of the roses that we saw at the Derby and the black eyed Susans that the horses wear. Although I don't know, I'll let you in on an inside scoop. You know, those aren't really black eyed Susans because
right. They're
not in season; they're not blooming yet. So they're really daisies with the centers painted. But they are truly carnations when we get to the Belmont, so that's another tradition.
Now, are hats a big deal?
Not so much, although I think rain hats will be a really big deal this year because they're not allowing umbrellas. So, it's the first time in a while. They've actually changed a lot of the security procedures. So much like the Derby, no umbrellas will be allowed and no coolers, I believe, either, or backpacks. So some things that they've had in the past that have sort of been connected to the Belmont Stakes. A lot of picnicking will be a bit curtailed this year, I think. That might have happened anyway with the weather, but there's just some changes in security since the incidents in Boston, which is totally understandable, and I think people are with it. But yeah, rain hats might very well be the hat du jour.
And they don't have the infield drunk fest rap concert going on at the Belmont tomorrow?
No, you know what? It's a very pristine and traditional type of atmosphere. You know, the Belmont Grandstand is one of the oldest grandstands in the United States. So, for horse racing, that is. And I don't know if they've ever allowed people into the infield, but as long as I can remember, there have never been people in the infield. Sometimes in the mornings, we actually see horses training on the infield, galloping across the grass. So, which is an amazing sight. I can tell you 2 days ago that when we were watching the horses train, we got treated to see some horses that were working out on the grass course right through the middle of the racetrack. So it's a very different track than any of the other tracks in North America, much less from Kentucky at Churchill or Pimlico. It's the biggest racetrack in North America as well. So it's just grand and sweeping at turns and a big stately grandstand and a lot of space. For the horses as well as the people.
Now, Caden, we've had Donna Brothers on a couple of times, and of course we've talked to her about being able to ride down there and get the interviews on horseback on the track, and you get to do that too. How cool, how much fun is that?
It's a really a once-in-a-lifetime type of experience that I've gotten to do several times, like Donna, and it's just amazing. It's a little bit of a test because you better be able to, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time because it's similar. You're riding a horse and holding a microphone and doing television as well as the riding. But to have the perspective of being on the racetrack when the races are run and to watch the jockeys that closely beforehand and to interact with them immediately after is extremely unique. And I feel, and I think Donna does too, extremely privileged to get to do that. And the most recently was in Dubai for the Dubai World Cup, which is the richest race in the world, back in March. And when you do that, you're actually at one of the biggest racetracks anywhere in the world. And they have jockeys from all over the world, too. So it's just, you know, with all the color, you kind of see it almost from a totally different perspective than those who are in the stands. And I wish I could treat everybody to that kind of perspective just for a little bit because it really is fascinating.
Well, all of our listeners are horse people, so they're all drooling right now, too, because that would be something they would want to do. But they would all be mad at me if I didn't ask, do they give you an old plug out of the backfield someplace so you're going to be safe? Or do you have the same horse every year? Or are they giving you a retired thoroughbred or what?
Well, I know any equestrians of any aspect of working with horses can appreciate the fact that it does take a pretty special horse, because there's a lot of pressure and just adrenaline going, and even the calmest stable ponies sometimes act up a little bit when they get around those types of crowds and have that kind of energy happening. So actually, I've been really fortunate. I don't ride the same horse every time, but if I do return to the same place, and I know Donna does the same thing, we try to find horses that we know can really handle the crowd and handle the energy and handle the adrenaline and everything that happens, and not get too excited, because they need to not, you know, kick these incredible racehorses when they're riding up next to them. And they need to be there when we need them. Yeah, it'd be very bad.
No horses with a red bow on the tail allowed. No, not so much.
I don't know if you'll have a chance to talk to Donna, but I believe that she's going to be on a horse that I've ridden before as well. If she's on the same one she was the last time for Belmont, it's a horse named Tucker, and he is wonderful. He is one of the best rides of any place in the world, and so I'm sure that she's looking to try to get him. He does live on the backstretch at Belmont, though, and belongs to one of the assistant trainers back there, so that's usually where we end up with our horses.
Well, and of course, the good folks at HRTV help set up the interview with you, as they do for us all the time, and we really appreciate that. What kind of coverage is HRTV going to be providing this week?
We are going to be with all day today throughout the races with some live coverage and updates both on the weather and what's happening. There's two really good stakes races today, the Jaipur, which was moved off the grass, and the Brooklyn, which is similar in distance. It's a marathon distance, mile and a half, so you kind of can get your teeth, you know, you can get your appetite wet for the big one tomorrow. So we'll be on the air all day today. Then we have Pursuit of the Crown tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, and then our coverage on Belmont Day starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We'll have our Pursuit of the Crown, our last one before the big day, coverage throughout the day up until the network coverage starts, and then we'll be back on the air at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern to wrap it all up.
Very good. And, of course, you can find that at check your local listings if you have HRTV. If not, hop on over to HRTV. You can get a membership over there, and you can watch the programming over there on your computer, hook it up to your TV screen or whatever. But you can definitely check it out at HRTV. We really, really appreciate you coming on here and joining us today. This is going to be a lot of fun for you today. You know, keep your raincoat on and stay dry.
Oh, I will for sure. We're always ready. If it's a Triple Crown, it might be raining, but it's always fun.
Well, thanks, and we'll be looking for you on HRTV.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. You know, HRTV, Jennifer, always brings us the best guests from the tracks, and we certainly appreciate them working with us. They wouldn't have to, but they do, and we certainly appreciate that.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. The folks over at HRTV are really cool, because they have branched out so far beyond racing, yet still show their roots racing, so much love. And so many people, I'm surprised now that I've gotten to know different people there over at HRTV. So many of those people on HRTV are horse people. They work in the TV industry, but they really are at heart horse people. They rode, they were involved in the horse industry before they got into the journalism business. So it's really kind of cool, because they have a similar perspective on it all to the rest of us who are just regular folks who aren't on TV. So it's really pretty cool. And it was fun to have Caton on to show the Belmont a little bit of love. I got over there to the Belmont Stakes website, belmontstakes.com, and started reading a little bit of the history. And it really is a fascinating historical event that just doesn't get the love now that the whole Triple Crown thing is the focus.
Right, right, right. Or some years it gets a lot of love. Depends on the year.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Depends on the year, but Caton can come back. She can come back anytime. You know, she actually worked as a host for many years at Gulfstream Park as a simulcast host, and she worked full time in handicapping and television since 1999. She was over on TVG for a while. So she's actually been worked with NBC and a bunch of other news organizations as well. Mm-hmm. And you can tell when she comes on the air. Well, let's hope they stay dry up there in New York for that. It should be a lot of fun. And I know this particular household will have it on tomorrow. Now, you may not watch the entire days of coverage, but I know you'll be watching the hour and a half of special coverage for NBC. And by the way, it's on at 6:30 tomorrow night. The NBC coverage starts at 5 o'clock. So check that
out. There you go.
Very good.
Hey, Glenn, before we get to really bad ads, I do want to make sure that we should get to the pony story.
Yes, I definitely will. But first, we have to play our song. So let's take a break for Only in Texas by Dan Roberts. And then we'll be back. And of course, really bad ads will be coming up at 10 o'clock.
Wearing calf rope with cattle ranching, gate open, buckle wearing, barbecue and beer, drinking pig rope and hay baling, friendly driving, fiddle playing, son of a gun. Double hocking, steer dripping, washer pitching, cow dipping, snake shooting, jukeboxing, honky tonking, haggard looking, church going, W voting proud. Where they're from? In Texas, only in Texas. There's pride in the eyes of the ones who wear that brand. Cause it's a whole nother country between the red and the Rio Grande. Yeah, we got it all, only in Texas. Hauling wrong, busting bull, riding trails, busting barrel, racing bull, dogging hats, stetching boots, justin' rodeo and wrangler, wearing spurs, jingling real cowhand. Deep eating cattle, grazing, two-stepping steer, hazing, chip, kicking, chili, cooking, lone star, appreciation, pistol, packing beer, cracking Alamo, remembering land. In Texas, only in Texas. There's pride in the eyes of the ones who wear that brand. Cause it's a whole nother country between the red and the Rio Grande. And we've got it all only in Texas. Hey, we got it all, y'all, only in Texas.
Well, that's right. That's Only in Texas by Dan Roberts. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek, and I am here with Coach Jen filling in for Jamie today. And we are brought to you today by KPPUSA.com. KPPUSA.com. And if you missed it earlier in the show, don't forget to tune in on Monday. You can listen live or you can watch us live on live video as we do a joint show with Wayne Williams of Speaking of Horses TV. We'll be doing it at a local dealer. Trailer dealership, one of the many here in Gator Trailers, one of the many here in Ocala, Florida. And so you'll be able to actually watch us on video. We have a lot of good guests, a lot of cool stuff planned for you. So be sure to tune in on Monday morning. Well, Jennifer, you have a story about a pony and a bear. But before we get to that, it is Freestyle Friday and Jamie is not here, which means I get to do all the stuff I wouldn't normally do when she is here. And so today I have a list for you. I have a Glenn's crappy list. These, Jennifer, and you're going to drool, are the world's top 10 best deep-fried desserts. Now, you know what Jamie would be saying about this. She'd be chastising us and don't eat that crap and don't put it in your mouth. But she ain't here, so we can do it. So get this. 10, I'm going to go from 10 to 1. So these are the 10 best deep-fried desserts. Are you ready? Okay, so we've got deep-fried rice balls. Now,
what?
I don't know. Maybe that's a Chinese thing. But, you know, what rice balls are. But how to make them unhealthy is dip them in batter and deep fry them is how you do it. And then apparently they put deep sesame seeds on them. And they're very popular over in Asia.
Oh, I've, I've had those at the Chinese buffet down here.
Yes, yes.
They're really not all that.
No, I didn't think they were. Well, that's because they're not. They don't have chocolate, so what the heck? Then, how about deep fried butternut squash?
Ew!
Yeah, I didn't think that sounded good. They call it the dessert ravioli. I don't know. I'm not gonna pass on that one. How about now that we're getting into better territory? How about a deep fried Mars bar?
Now there we go.
Yeah. See, once you add chocolate, you're in the good territory now. Yep. Yeah. Although Mars bars aren't one of my favorites. Of all the candy bars, I would put Mars bars down about number 10. I can't tell you the last time I had a Mars bar. I don't know when it was. 100 years ago. How about, everybody's heard about this, and it's kind of interesting how they make it, but how about deep-fried Coca-Cola? Now, you're a Coke fan.
Yeah. I'm trying to envision, how do you make deep-fried Coca-Cola?
Well, they take the Coca-Cola, and apparently, I don't know if they freeze it or what they do, but they do have a way of deep-frying the Coca-Cola, so it actually tastes like you're eating batter-dipped Coca-Cola. And they put whipped cream on top. Apparently, it's better with whipped cream on top. Just come out in little balls. How about deep-fried ice cream? Everybody likes deep-fried ice cream. We've all had it. That's a Mexican thing that we really love. By the way, it's the only dessert, apparently, Mexicans eat, because when you go to a Mexican restaurant, the only dessert they ever have is deep-fried ice cream. That's it. I think it's the only dessert
right.
They eat. They don't make cookies. They don't bake cakes. Yep.
Nope. And the only dessert at the Chinese restaurant is the deep fried rice bowl.
Exactly. So deep fried ice cream's on the list. Now get this one. Deep fried watermelon. They actually take...
Now, how to take something wonderfully delicious and yummy. And now, see, that's the first one I've come across that says, deep-fried watermelon, that's just not a good idea.
Yeah, I know. It would be an interesting flavor, that's for sure. And all they do is take chunks of watermelon, batter it, and deep-fry it. I don't know. Deep-fried bananas, you like those. You do like deep-fried bananas. Yeah. Yeah, with chocolate sauce on top. They're good. I like those, too.
A banana is a carrier food in that you have to do things to it to make it fantastic.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
And then apparently deep fried chocolate cake. Now, how to make cake have more calories is to batter it and deep fry it. That would be good. And you know what they do with those actually at fairs and stuff? It's sometimes they're called deep fried Mexican chocolate cake. And because it's Mexican chocolate cake is thicker and it is, see, they do make more than one dessert. And it is more moist than other cakes. So they batter it, they deep fry it, they roll it in coconut. And then they make it in the shape of a cupcake. So it looks like a deep-fried cupcake. And then what they do is they cover it in whipped topping. So there you go.
Whoa.
10,000 calories per deep-fried cupcake. Yeah.
Heart attack on a stick? Is that what you're...
Now, did you have one of these at one fair we were at, deep-fried Oreos? Did you have one of those?
Yes, I had deep fried Oreos once, and they were lovely.
Yeah, you liked them a lot. Does it make the cookie get softer, so it's like soft and gushy inside?
No, these ones weren't. But I bet you could probably make them get squishy in a big hurry if your foil wasn't right. But no, it's like a tempura batter, so it poofs up.
Oh, sounds good. I could eat one of those.
They're pretty
now.
Lovely.
Kind of my new diet. I can't have it, but I'm
anything
really...
you do to an Oreo. The Oreo cookie is the opposite of banana. See, banana is a carrier food. So you add stuff to it to make it lovely. An Oreo cookie is the reverse. It doesn't matter what you do to an Oreo cookie. It's fantastic.
That's true. And you know what? I can't eat chocolate right now, and I'm really getting hungry just reading this list. I apologize to everybody.
Yeah, this was the wrong list. Wrong list.
I apologize to everybody. That's how dedicated I am to our listeners. How about number one on the list, and I know you've never had this, but this sounds really good, actually, is deep-fried Cadbury cream eggs.
Whoa!
With chocolate sauce on top.
You know what this
top.
Is? This is a Scotch egg kicked up.
Deep fried Cadbury cream eggs. That does sound good. And then you apparently drizzle chocolate sauce over the top. Oh, there you go. And we're halfway between breakfast and lunch, and now everybody in the audience is hungry. I apologize for that. So tell us about the pony that had a run-in with a bear, and how'd all that come out?
Oh, man, I need to track these people down and interview them. Headline, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Pony has close call with bear. Apparently, this lovely small pony who lived happily in Kalamazoo, Michigan for ages and ages, lived in a little paddock near the road. A bear was frequenting the area. It got into her paddock and attacked the poor little bear, or poor little pony. And passersby in their automobile leaped from their automobile. And after making a lot of racket to try and scare away the bear unsuccessfully, the son, whose age is not listed, goes into the paddock with a hoe and chases the bear away.
Okay, that takes guts. I'm not sure.
Now, that was either really gutsy or really stupid. I'm not sure which.
This bear was actually trying to eat the pony, was like, saw lunch on the menu here?
It apparently was trying to take down the pony, and the story gets more bizarre after that.
Oh, okay.
The bear came back twice.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the bear kept coming back, and eventually the authorities were called, and they had to put the bear down. They don't specify how that happened, but I suspect it involved a rifle of some sort, because I can't imagine they got close to it. But apparently the bear kept coming back. They chased it away, and it came back, and they chased it away again, and it came back. So it was a bear with a penchant for pony. And it ended badly for the bear, but it ended very well for the pony. The pony was seen by the veterinarian and is going to make a full recovery.
Now, I imagine they had a few stitches involved with this pony if the bear had gotten that close where people were seeing it happen. So he's probably going to be a little sore, huh?
Yeah, little cuts and scrapes and gashes and sore muscles. But other than that, the pony, it's a pony. He's tough ponies.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think, would I be that brave, you know, to save a pony? Would I attack a bear? I'm not sure.
With a hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was channeling his inner Cro-Magnon man, I tell you.
We would all like to think we were that brave. You know, we all would like, oh, yeah, I'll go out there and do that. But when you're really honest with yourself, you don't know what you would do in that situation when it happens, and especially you're just driving down the road going, you know, pick up coffee at Starbucks, and all of a sudden you got this scene in front of you. Whew.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, you know, if you carried a flexing fork when you attacked the bear,
you'd be fine. Because they don't break.
The time would break.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which leads us to this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trader. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trader. To tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trader. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's the master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trader.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, everybody's favorite time of the week, when we read ads that are submitted by our listeners that are found on mostly Craigslist, mostly in the farm and home or whatever that section's called. And these ads are submitted by our listeners, and they all have some kind of badness to them. And we appreciate all of our listeners taking time to do it. If we don't get to your ad today, if you submitted an ad, Jennifer has quite a few that have been piled up. We'll try and get to it. Keep listening. So you might be in a future show. So keep listening. But Jennifer, tell us about the prize today. We have one of the most coveted prizes on Really Bad Ads.
This Friday's amazing prize to be presented to the clever listener who submitted the ad most worthy of ridicule or rancor is a Flexen Fork from Equity Manufacturing. You see, the Equity Flexen Fork is a premium quality mineral fork built in the USA to last for years. The ultra-tough, distinctive yellow basket is backed up by an unprecedented 13-month warranty against tine breakage. Patented flexible backbone lever releases stress so the tines don't snap and the dreaded tine flip will be a thing of the past. And the technology doesn't stop at the tines. The Flexen Fork also has a lightweight fiberglass handle and ergonomic grip. Available in regular and narrow tine spacing for sawdust, pellet, or rice hull bedding. You can check them out today at equitymfg.com.
You know, that's something we don't talk about very often, Jennifer, and that we should talk about more is the warranty. you know, what manure fork has a warranty on the tines not breaking, and especially for over a year? I mean, that's important.
Yeah,
that's something
yeah.
that we don't ever talk about.
Those cheapy ones are lucky to make it home from the feed store.
Yeah, exactly. You throw it in the car and break a tine. So that's something that we should mention more often. So we definitely will. But that's equitymfg.com, and you're going to get your choice too of the different tines. The listener will get their choice depending on the type of bedding that they use. All right, yeah. I always start really bad ads with a ad that I found in the crazy section of Craigslist. And this one certainly...
There's a special section called crazy.
Yeah, for us special people. And this one is definitely crazy. This is, it's called, the title is Taxidermied Hamsters for Sale.
Ew!
I have a family of taxidermied hamsters for sale. They are perfect for the kid who wants a hamster, but you know damn well they won't take care of them. Just buy a cage, pose them in it, and tell the kids to enjoy. If the kids ask why they aren't moving, just explain to them that happy hamsters keep still. These hamsters were originally bought with love and taken care of very well. Then, as it usually is the case with my little beep kid, he lost interest and kept forgetting to feed them. One by one, they dropped off. That's a pleasant way of saying they starved to death. I couldn't bear to flush these cute little things down the toilet, so I bought a taxidermy kit and I stuffed them. I didn't know you could buy self-taxidermy kits. The best part about these guys is they won't soil the cage or cost you anything in food. They'll just give you hours of pleasure like live hamsters. Call or email me with an offer, and you can begin your new life as a hamster owner today. That was from Joe.
Wow. Wow.
Are there self-taxidermists? Can you imagine what these little hamsters look like after he got done with them? And they had starved to death, so they were skinny little things, you know, to begin with. There you go. You need some hamsters.
Yeah.
And the fact, the other disturbing thing about this, JB would find about 100 things disturbing about this, but the other disturbing thing about this was that the parents just let the hamsters die. Look, damn kid, if he's not going to feed them, then the hamsters can just die. And apparently that's what happened.
Yeah. Thanks for that visual for my weekend, Glenn.
You're welcome. You're
Thank you.
Just started off right.
Yeah. Gosh.
All right.
So we're
going
to get on to the really, really bad ad submitted by our clever and brave listeners. This first one, thank you, Doreen Rose, for submitting. Two horses for sale, $300 each or $500 or. Chilton. I have a horse about 2 years old and one about 4 years old. Both lead, and the four-year-old has a saddle on her heads and broke and have been on two-year-old without saddle, but will need work more. Want to trade for goats, one billy, about five nannies. Can be younger, not quite ready to breed, but need to be able to be breed. No show goats, meat goats only. Also, goats should not be older than 6 years old, or it will take $500 for both horses, or $300 if you pick up and deliver the goats. Any questions, email me with goat trade in subject line. I will send pics on request.
What?
Okay, I'm going to email him with a question. What the hell are you talking about?
Are the goats stuffed or, you know, are they taxidermied or are they real?
No meat goats.
Oh, no meat goats.
No meat goats.
Okay, yeah. Yep. All right.
Oh, geez. Wow, I don't think there were drugs involved at all there. No. Okay.
Thank you, Doreen.
I get to go twice in a row.
Yep.
Okay. Next one up from Sue Salter. Thanks for sending one in, Sue. We haven't heard from you for a while. 9-year-old gelding. For $1,000 in Columbus, Missouri. Price for quick sale. Great for trails and road. Will ride out alone. Has done shows a couple of years ago by previous owner and did great in Western and English. Would not think he's the type for doing barrels. Not push button and likes to be handled by experienced hands. Not a horse for hard hands and clutched legs. This is why I say he is best with experienced riders. You have to ride this horse, not just a pony ride. And the coup d'etat? He was my husband's horse, and he's not getting used enough. husband would rather play golf. I wonder why.
Yeah.
You read the description, this is not a husband horror.
Because the course kept running off with him. Because the husband did have hard hands and did clutch his legs, and the horse was gone into the next county every time.
Yeah, the husband would rather play golf, but he can't because he broke his leg when he got chucked off the horse.
Don't you love it how these ads, they always make it sound like, you know, like, first of all, everybody in the world should be experienced riders. That's the first thing it says. And the second thing is, it's not my horse's fault, it's you can't ride. You know, that's basically what it is. It means my horse is not very well broke. He's a real brat. But you know what? If you can deal with a bratty, not broke horse that bolts every time you put your legs on a little bit, there you go. Come buy mine for quick sale. $200. No, it didn't say that. But anyway, thank you, Sue. Robin Kane sent this one in. And she put a little note. I had to send this pot grower ad from our local Craigslist after listening to Glenn's news item today. This was on Wednesday. Remember, we had that story about the lady from New York City who had a huge marijuana growing operation in a warehouse, but she was a horsewoman and was into horses and apparently did $10 million a year in sales out of the marijuana growing house? Well, Here we go. Apparently, Robin said she had her pick out of 25 of the most recent 100 ads were all with this kind of stuff. So this is what it says. Grow supplies, $6. If you're looking to start an indoor garden, quote unquote, or just add to the one you already have, then you need to call me. We have everything you need to succeed, from nutrients to the best equipment available, all at the best prices. Our shipping only takes a couple of days and is discreetly delivered right to your door. Give me a try. Your plants will thank you. Call for prices. And I love this. I keep getting flagged because I have the best prices. I will keep posting so you get the best prices too. You don't keep getting flagged because you have the best prices. You keep getting flagged because you're helping people grow marijuana.
You know, so if this guy ever decides to go on the straight and narrow, he's got a career in marketing.
Yes, he does. He does know how to couch it and try and get right around the law. Or this is a sting operation. The cops are running it, and everybody that buys is going to get raided. One or the other. That was a good one, Robin.
Yeah.
Do you think that's how this lady... Do you think how this lady doing $10 million a year with a very fancy grow operation up there started, was buying from a guy like this on Craigslist?
Could be. Delivered discreetly to your door.
Discreetly. And I bet you, once you place the order, he sends you a little email and says, do you want any plants to go with it? I'll help you with starter plants.
Seedlings available.
Yeah, right.
Oh, exactly. This next one comes from MM, who didn't give us his or her real name. So when you send in your ad, give us your first name anyway, so we can call you something besides your email address. The Donkey, $1,000 in Laurel, Mississippi.
What donkey? What kind of donkey?
The Donkey.
Z Donkey.
The Donkey.
Okay.
The Donkey. Maybe that's his name. Z is his first initial, and his last name's Donkey.
Okay.
2-year Z Donkey, $1,000 firm. This will be a you pay and then catch this sucker. He is good with other animals, but not so good with people. He is not to the point where you can put your hands on him, and it will be a task to get him loaded. If interested, please call. I want my money first.
Because you're not going to be able to catch it.
You know what that means, Glenn? That means somebody came out last month and gave him $1,500 for this really adorable Z Donkey and couldn't catch the little bugger, so he had to give $1,500 back.
And who would pay $1,000 for a donkey you can't catch?
It's a Z Donkey.
What does that mean anyway? Is it like a zonkey?
It's actually, it was a zonkey. They had a picture in the ad. It was a zonkey with a little stripe.
So it's a zebra donkey, right?
Yes.
Oh, you need our friend in California to be able to catch that one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the transaction is going to have to be the other way around.
So you're going to have an animal that looks like a half zebra and a half donkey that probably is possessed, but we're not sure because it's half and half, so it might not have the donkey possession yet. and yeah. you know, is not quite going to come up out of the ground with no teeth. So you might have a chance with this particular one for $1,000, but it doesn't like people, so it could be possessed at this point.
Could yeah. be.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You're taking a chance in Laurel, Mississippi. Well, Gemma sent this one in. Horses for sell or lease trail rides lessons. I am offering lessons and trail rides on your horse. I'll pick you up and your horse. I'll pick you and your horse up and we'll go to the canyons. Group or individual rides available. I also have a few horses to sell. I also offer limited training. Now, Gemma said this one has serial killer written all over it. So let me read it a different way. Horses for sell or lease, trail rides or lessons. I am offering lessons and trail rides on your horse. I'll pick you up and I'll pick up your horse too. And we'll go to the canyons. Come on, take me up on this offer. Guaranteed, you'll enjoy your ride.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, Rod Serling would be proud, Glenn.
Enjoy your ride to the canyons. I needed to use that voice. I'm offering lessons and trail rides on your horse. Anyway, Gemma also sent this one in. Awesome Palomino Colt. AQHA Palomino Colt stud out of Bojo River. This little man is all that and a bucket of chicken. He has it all. Call for text for breed info. No tire kickers. Serious lookers only. This man, little man, is all that and a bucket of chicken.
That's a new one. I gotta say, I've never seen one. All that and a bucket of chicken.
And he has it all. Apparently likes chicken.
Does that mean you get a bucket of Kentucky Fried Extra Crispy with him?
I don't know. And he doesn't even say the age. It's Colt, so you assume he's younger, but doesn't give anything other details. None. It's Palomino, yeah. So he's probably yellow. Tiffany sent the next one in.
Oh, God, thank you, Tiffany. Pony, $75 in Evergreen, Alabama. This one was sent in by text with a burner phone. It's prerequisiting that. A stud pony, he is gentle and kids rode him. He needs to be with some other pony's call. And then he threw the phone in the trash can because the cops were on his tail.
Exactly. You're exactly right. This is one stolen little pony that he needs to get rid of quick. Yeah. Yeah, you need to read into the ads, people, because they do say everything they need to say in the short period of time they say it. And the next one is our trailer of the week. And once again, our listeners do not disappoint with another wonderful trailer. This is one of the rounded two-horse trailers like we see every week on Craigslist, although it actually looks like the tires might be fairly new and they're white walls. How about that? And the white walls are white.
Wait, stop, Glenn.
Yeah.
Do you realize they stopped making white walls 20 years ago?
I know, but look, they have air in them. They do have air. They're holding air.
Right.
At least sitting here, they're holding air, and it's got a hitch on the front, even though it's a little bent backwards. And it looks, you know, a little rusty. But the neat thing about this one is it's bird crap yellow. It is yellow. This is one trailer you would see coming down the road. But I got to give them credit. It looks like it has the windows. It has air conditioning vents on the sides. It might have all of its lights. As really bad ad trailers go, this one's not too bad for $400.
You know what I want to do with this one? I want to get this one and write flunky school district or something across the side.
Oh, it's school bus yellow. It is school bus yellow. You're right.
It's school bus yellow and put big blinky lights on the side.
When you stop, have a little sign that comes out. Stop.
Yeah, or you can put on the side that whole, you know, the short bus joke about for your remedial ponies.
That's pretty good. Jennifer will post that picture on our Facebook page after the show's over. Thank you to Brenda for selling that. That was Brenda Nellums that sent that one in.
Thank you, Brenda. Oh, I'm up next. Brianne Long sent this one in for us. Racehorse for sale.
all one word, for sale. $1,300 in Pine Tops, North Carolina. 7-year-old quarter horse mare, 15 hand, dot, dot, dot. Gate broke, dot, dot, dot. Trail ride, dot, dot, dot. Go anywhere, dot, dot, dot. Point her head, dot, dot, dot. Call for more info, dot, dot, dot. They were confused with Morse code, I think.
Yeah, and actually you mispronounced it because,
what'd I get wrong?
It's 7-year sorrel quarter hosiery mare. It's a hosiery mare.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's a hosiery
mare. Let me start over.
Yeah.
Let me start over. 7-year sorrel quarter hosiery mare, 15 hands, dot, dot, dot. Gate broke, dot, dot, dot. Trail ride, dot, dot, dot. Go anywhere, dot, dot, dot. Point her head, dot, dot, dot. Call for more info.
Does it mean that the horse broke the gate, or not sure?
Not sure.
I don't know. Not a lot of information in that one. We got a lot of ads today.
Here it is.
Yeah.
I got it. The gate broke, and she went on the trail, and they're riding around trying to find her, and they're going anywhere, and they pointed to her, but they still can't catch her.
Oh, there it is. You have to catch her. $1,000, you catch her. You catch her. She's out in the woods someplace. She's out there. She's out there with the zonkey. You can find those two that are together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had a lot of ads today with not a lot of information. A lot of short ads today.
Yeah.
Well,
last week was the run-on ad list. This is the short and sweet ad list.
Yes, that's true. Well, Kat sent the next one in. Thank you, Kat. Okay, this is ironic. Kat sent the ad in. Her name is actually Catherine, K-A-T, Cat for short. And this is the title, Ugly Mean Cat Free. So, kind of ironic there, Cat. Ugly Mean Cat Free. Lou is a mean cat. She will probably bite and scratch you. She will pee on your carpet. She will not go out of the house. She is spayed. She has to go to new owners. Well, that sells it. That makes me want to go get this cat. We have one of those already.
Well, what's another cat?
Although the thing is about the beast, about our cat, the beast, is he's not ugly. He's cute as a dickens, which is why he gets away with all this crap. But anyway, Lou is a mean cat. She will probably bite and scratch you. What? Oh, and the other thing is the girl's cat's name is Lou. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe Lou hates her name.
She's cranky.
Yes. She wants a girl name.
Come on.
She will pee on your carpet. She will not go out of the house. She is spayed. She has to go. Do you think that was written by the husband and it's the wife's cat, by the way?
Let's see here.
I'm kind
of
thinking
there's a lot of she's in there. So, I'm willing to bet that was the husband.
Yeah, it's kind of derogatory toward females. So, yeah, boyfriend, that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it's the boyfriend.
They're not even married. She's going to come home one day from work, and he's a sluffer. He just plays video games all day, doesn't earn a dime, but he's stuck at home with Lou, and he and Lou aren't getting along so well because Lou keeps walking up on his game controller. So he is going to take care of that cat, and she's going to come home someday from her hard work all day at the office, and guess what? The cat's going to be gone. And then guess what's going to happen? Her boyfriend's going to be
out. She plays all day long at the call center.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Boyfriend's going to be out in the curb. You watch with his Game Boy. All right. Last one.
It could be. Last one from Tabitha. Thoroughbred quarter horse gelding. $12,1600. Oh, this is in Florida. Lovely. High Springs, Florida. Thank you. I feel so proud. For $12 million, this is going to be a heck of a horse. Absolutely gorgeous copper penny red gelding. Wonder if that's similar to chestnut. A little over 16 hands. I ride him with an Aussie saddle. Working on neck reining, as in Queen of England. I have gentles and trained this horse from the ground up. Sweetest boy ever. Gets along with all animals. Dogs run beneath while riding, and he doesn't even bat an eye. White star and stripe, slight snip, easy keeper. Lunges, side passes, spins on a dime. I am moving to an apartment, which is the only reason he needs a home. I love him dearly, and he is very special. Price is $1,300-$1,600 with tack and all accessories. Non-negotiable. Email for photos.
So is it 1300 or 1600?
non-negotiable.
And then in the title, it says 1,200, 1,600.
No, it says 12,000,000, 1,600.
Oh, yeah, it does, actually. There's no commas at all. 12,000,000, 1,600.
So the price keeps going down.
Yeah, it's only, that's a steal. If it started out at $12 million and it's down to 1,300.
Yeah.
And she loves him dearly.
So, Tabitha, you need to go back and take some remedial math classes, please.
Yes, for sure. All right, who's our winner going to be of the Equity MFG fork today?
Oh, my goodness.
It's tough.
Oh, let's see here. Which one made me laugh?
We got the most mileage out of the Zonkey, I got to tell you. We had a lot of fun with the Zonkey.
We did get a lot of mileage out of the Zonkey.
Yeah.
You're correct.
That is true. All right, so Mr. No Name MM wins the fork today. And, of course, that's the Equity Flex and Fork. And MM will have a choice of the tines that they wish to choose. And Jennifer will get a hold of you by email so that we can get your name and address and get that sent out to you. And we thank EquityMFG.com for providing that. It was certainly a help. Well, that's it. Hopefully, Wendy will be here next week. We keep promising Wendy, and she keeps being on vacation, but she swears to me she's going to be back next week and be able to do the show. She's looking forward to it on Friday morning. And, of course, we'll be back here Monday live. Don't forget, live on Monday morning by video and audio. So you'll be able to actually watch the show as we come to you from the Gator trailer sales.
Where do people go to watch the live stream? Remind everybody again.
You can hear the live stream at our usual places for Horses in the Morning, but then you'll also be able to watch it at speakingofhorses.com. There'll be a link on the homepage by Monday where it says, you know, watch live Hit 'em show, and it'll take you to, like, I think Ustream is the one he uses for his live shows. So you'll be able to sit us there.
Speakingofhorses.com.
Yep, speakingofhorses.com is where they'll go. And
I just want everybody to see you.
Well, you're going to get on camera. I'm telling you, I'm throwing you in front of it, if nothing else. So now,
I'll be the
only problem
scene
with this is we're actually going to have to get dressed up. I mean, Jamie's usually doing the show in her pajamas. She just got out of bed because it's like 6 a.m. You know, we're in our swim, you know, swimsuits here in Florida doing the show like old Florida people do. So, you know, I'm actually going to have to, like, put on a shirt and some pants and everything.
I have to wear shoes.
There's a reason we do radio. It's because that video thing just requires too much effort. You have to comb your hair and everything. So,
yeah. Well, I'm open to suggestions on attire for the day. I hear it is business casual. So, you know, listeners out there, if you'd like to make suggestions, we're open.
Well, you have to wear a riding outfit, don't you, to look official? You have to wear, like, breeches.
Nobody wants to see that.
No? Okay.
Nobody wants to see that. Mm-mm.
Well, thank you, everybody. Of course, you can hear all of the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com, and most of them are out for the week now, so you can catch all the new shows over there. You can catch us on Facebook. You just search for Horses in the Morning. And also, iTunes is one of the best ways to listen, and I don't remind people often enough that we have a master feed. If you listen to a lot of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, just search for Horse Radio Network on iTunes, and there is what's called the Horse Radio Network master feed, and that is all of the different shows. Every show that's put out in the Horse Radio Network comes through that master feed, so you don't have to subscribe to them all individually. So you can find that on iTunes, as well as you can listen to the shows straight off of the websites on any phone. So if you go to any smartphone, just search for the website for, like, Horses in the Morning, go to the episode you want to listen to. There's a big player there. You can listen to it right on your phone. And have a terrific weekend, everybody. Be safe. Be safe with the weather out there. And put your helmets on and give your horses a carrot for us. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
See you, everybody.
Be back here Monday. Non-negotiable.
On camera. Ugh. The reason I do radio.